We're doing the Doshot Aran. We're up to the fifth speech, page Samachay in the Shalem edition, Kufayin Chet, in the Mosad Rav Kook edition. V'zehu ha'inyan ni'umaz l'rabotenu zal masech menachot b'per kol ha'korbanot. This is the concept that our sages alluded to in Tractate Menachos. Amale yuchne umama umimara l'moshe. He said, the Talmud over there says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Egypt, so what they said to Moshe was, Tevan ata machnis la'afriim, if you come to a city where there's a lot of wheat, you're going to bring in your own hay. Il shekula tevan. This is a city that's replete with grains. Who needs you? So they asked Moshe, what are you bringing us magic? You're going to make the staff turn into a snake. You think you're going to impress us? We know all the sorceries in the book. Amalahem. So Moshe answered them, Amri Inji, you know what people say? Lemata yalka, yalka shkol. To a city that people eat vegetables, so bring vegetables to that city. V'chen perusho, so the explanation is, what was going on is as follows. Yochne u'mamre, shayu mechlal chatumei Mitzrayim, these two people, Yochne and Mamre, who were among the Egyptian sorcerers, chashvu she'elu ha'otot asher chidesh ha'navi ha'ne'eman alav ha'shalom, they thought that the signs that the true prophet was doing, shechidsham be'otan ha'tachbulot, they thought he was doing it the same way they did their tricks. That's why they came and they attacked him. אחרי שבא לרמות המון לפי דעתם המגונה, they figured, hey, just like we're tricksters, we have all kinds of magic tricks and we could trick people and sleight of hand. That's what Moshe's doing. He's trying to trick everyone the way we do. איך הלך לארץ המנעה מאותן תחבולות? So they asked him, if you wanted to trick people, you go to a country where they're not masters of magic, where they don't know the tricks like we do. Why do you think you're going to deceive anyone when you're coming here? Ve'eshiv, so Moshe's answer was, Amri inche lemata yalka, yalka shkol. People say, you go to a city filled with vegetables, bring along some vegetables. Shaya mashal mipursam ba'itei, that was a known allegory in those days. Shayarak ha'yoter meshubach, imkeru to be'ir rabat ha'yarak, ki sham tukar ma'alato al acherim. The idea was, if you want to sell a good vegetable, you go to a city where they understand what vegetables are all about. Yeah, sure. Oh. So in this edition, they cut out this whole section. They put it in a footnote. Kisham tukam ala tol acherim. Ken ha-shalem. It's in the footnote. You're right. Basically, for whatever reason, they cut this out because this whole section that he's discussing now, we really learned in an earlier speech. It's a thought which he expanded on earlier, that Hashem purposely sent Moshe to Egypt, the city where there are masters of magic and sorcery and everything, because that's the best place to validate that he's not a magician, that he's a true prophet of Hashem, which is what the Torah attests to, that the Egyptians themselves said, Etz ve'elokimi, this is the hand of God, this isn't the way we do things. And that was the idea, but being that it was already explained in an earlier speech, so I guess some editions of this speech leave this section out, so they put it down in the footnote. This part of the speech. Ken Hashem beze davar sheyeh lo tukar ma'alato ki im be'eretz sheimatzu b'chachamim oto davar atzmo. If someone's whole in something, he's best appreciated in a city where they know to appreciate that. You want to sell diamonds, you go to people who understand the diamonds. You go to a layman, he doesn't know to appreciate a good diamond. Moshe Rabbeinu has to show he's a true prophet. He has to go to a city where they appreciate fakers, where they all know what sorcery is all about and magic and all that stuff. And then they say, oh, this one's for real. You want to be appreciated, you got to go to the place where they'll know to evaluate you. Kisham yufan notzum chokhmatol chokhmatam. That's where you can see how much he's smarter than the others. That's why Hashem wanted his signs to be tested specifically in Egypt, the land where everyone knew every trick in the book. All the kids were into tricks, and the king and his advisors. Because here they could appreciate it better than any other land. Because here they could validate without a doubt that this is something that's done with the strength of God. And they could know that no human being can really invent such things. So we explained, Moshe had to have a stutter so that no one would say he was a smooth talker. Hashem purposely sent him to Egypt, where that was the prime place at that time to verify whether he was a faker or his signs were for real. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, you see, he was a 20-footer. He was very tall, very powerful. He had all the best attributes you could have, except for his capacity to speak. And Hashem purposely caused them to lose the capacity to speak clearly. So that no one could think that people were drawn to him because he was a good speaker. Hashem had a plan, and that's why Hashem had Moshe have a speech impediment so that no one could think that it was his smooth talking that attracted people. We know that people who speak well can draw crowds. And a person who speaks well, when he presents a lie, everyone thinks it's true. Look at the politicians. And the exact opposite is true when you have someone who speaks and his speech is not clear. No one wants to listen to him. Even if he's talking the most sound sense and logic and truth, no one's going to want to listen to him. Unless what he's saying is so sound, so true that people are forced to listen to what he has to say. And that's why he had to have the speech impediment. This was on purpose. It's not a coincidence. And that's God's answer to Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu himself asked God, you're sending me to talk? I'm not a man of words. That's the way it's always been. And you know what, God? Ever since you started talking to me, nothing's improved. I'm still with the same speech impediment. So Moshe's asking God, what are you sending me for? I don't speak clearly. So Hashem's answer was, God says, who controls the capacity to speak or be mute, be deaf, or be able to see or blind? It's all I. And God's answer was a fine answer. If you have two people, and you have one person who you give $1 million to, and you have someone else who you don't give $1 million to, you don't say, I made him rich and I made him poor. You didn't. You made him rich. You didn't make him poor. By withholding something from someone, you don't say, I made him this way. So when Hashem says, who made a person mute? Well, Hashem doesn't really make a person mute. Hashem gives one person the capacity to speak, and withholds it from the other. He doesn't make him mute, rather he makes him speak, and he withholds from him speech. What does Hashem mean when Hashem says, who makes a person speak and who makes a person mute? You can't say make about withholding something.
He says,
when you have two opposites, So then you could say, I made this white, I made this black. אבל סיבה אחרת חידשה הלובן, ולכן יתעלה כל אחד מהם בפועל. Being that you painted this white and you painted this black, you could say you made each one in that color. But that's not so when you talk about giving something or withholding something, because really then they have the same cause. He has it because you gave it to him, and he doesn't have it because you withheld it from him. You can't say you made him not have it. You just didn't give it to him. So you could say, when it comes to giving something, you could say you actively gave it. Lo ha'eder. You can't say that about withholding. You could say the sun causes light. The sun gives light to earth. You can't say that something else makes it dark. When the sun sets, the lack of the sun, the fact that the sun is not there, that's why it's dark. But you say the sun gives light, and then when the sun leaves, you have darkness. You can't say it creates darkness. There's something that makes it dark at night. And the same is true about being mute. It's not something that's existent that you could say to make someone mute. It is merely withholding the capacity to speech. ולא ייתכן לומר על צד הדקדוק שהשם יתברך ישים אליהם, כי אלמות איננו נתלה בסיבה רק בהיעדר סיבה. So God says a sentence here which is problematic at first glance. God says, who makes a person able to speak and who makes a person mute? God shouldn't have said make him mute, but rather who withholds speech. It's not to make someone mute, but rather to withhold the speech from him. אמנם כבר כתבו החכמים שעל צד העברה לשונית, יאמר על מי שביטל סיבת הקניין שהוא חידש ההיעדר. It's true that if someone causes you not to have something, meaning if I'm coming to give you the $1 million now, I gave him, I made him rich. I'm coming to give you, and Yoel steps up and stops me, then you could say, yeah, he made you poor, right? Because you're about to get something, and someone causes you not to get it, then you could say he made you poor. V'hu umro, that's why we say, yotzero uvo ichoshech. God formed light, and he also created darkness. אבל פי שלא תיתכן בחושך בריאה, even though at first glance you say, how do you create darkness? Darkness is just the absence of light. כן עניינו רק היעדר סיבת האור. ועל זה הצד יאמר, במי שיחבא הנר שפעל חושך. But you would say, if someone put out light, he made it dark, right? If you actively take something away, then you say you didn't make it that way, even though what you made is the absence of light. אמנם גם על צד העברה יש הבדל גדול בין הקניין וההיעדר, כי הקניין מורה כוונת מכוון בפועל השם יתברך בהם בפועלים האנושיים, וההיעדר אינו מורה כוונה כהוראת הפועל על כוונת הפועל, כי הפועל המסודר אי אפשר שיבוא כי אם בכוונת פועל, והיעדר הפועל יבוא לאחת משלוש סיבות. He says, but there is an intrinsic difference between actively doing something and withholding something. When you actively do something, so obviously you do it for that purpose. When you withhold something, so then you can withhold it for one of three reasons. אם לכוונת מכוון בהיעדר ההוא, could be because you want him to be lacking that. ואם שלא הלב הפועל וההוא ונשאר נהדר, or you didn't even think of giving it to him, so that's why he didn't get it. ואם שאלה הלב, אלא שלא הספיק יכולת הפועל על הפועל ההוא ונשאר נהדר. Or the third cause could be, you just ran out of money, you gave him your million, you didn't have a million to give him. So it could be you purposely gave him and didn't give him. It could be you gave him, you didn't think to give him. And it could be you gave him and you had nothing left to give him. There can be one of three causes. When you give him, you know you wanted to give him. When you didn't give the other one, when you withhold something, then it's not clear why that's so. וזה אמנם בפועלים האנושיים. So that's true when it comes to human actions. אבל בפעולות השם יתברך אינו כן. But when it comes to God's actions, it doesn't work that way. כי כמו שאי אפשר שיבוא הפועל כי אם בכוונה ממנו, because just like when something happens, obviously it's done on purpose. Can he afshal shiya eder kim b'chavana mimenu? By the same token, when Hashem withholds something from someone, it's on purpose. Ukmo shu sibat kol ofnei hakinyan, ken hu sibat kol ofnei ha'eder. And just as Hashem causes all who have to have, so too Hashem withholds on purpose from all those who he withholds. No one is created lame by mistake. God ran out of the speaking implement, so that's it, this guy doesn't speak. If a person was created mute, it's on purpose. וזהו מה שישיבו השם יתברך. And that was God's answer. מי סמפה לאדם או מי יסו מילים? He says, I don't run out of speech. I don't run out of what to give. I don't forget people. So I make one person have the capacity to speak, then I made the other person not have the capacity to speak. Moshe seems to say, God, I don't know if you noticed, I can't talk well. God says to Moshe, what do you mean you don't know? You think it's a coincidence that you don't speak clearly? Who creates the capacity to speak and who makes a person mute? כלומר, שכמו שהדיבור שהוא קניין לאדם מורה על כוונה ממני, כנעדר העיד דיבור לאלמי מורה על כוונה ממני. When it comes to me, Hashem says, when I withhold something, it's on purpose. I didn't run out of money when I gave one person $1 million and I didn't give the other guy. I didn't run out of anything when I made everyone else speak clearly and I made you not speak clearly, Moshe. It was on purpose. ואין דבר בפעולותי נופל במקרה. Nothing's a coincidence. לא הקניין שבהם ולא העדר בהם. When I make one person have capacity, that's on purpose. And when I don't give it to someone else, that's on purpose too. אבל הכל ראוי שיהיה נתלה בי, כי הכל בכוונה גמורה מאיתי, הודיענו כי בכוונה גמורה היה כבד פה לסיבה אשר זכרנו. So that was God's answer to Moshe. Yeah, you have a speech impediment. It's on purpose. Moshe says, what are you sending me to talk for? God says, because you have a speech impediment. That's what I want. I want that the greatest prophet of all time will have a speech impediment so that no one can doubt that you're for real. No one can say later on, Moshe was a smooth talker.